meeting. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Sit down over there.
Oh, let's get a picture of Nancy out first, and then for your files. Fine, we'll shoot us as well. Sit over here. Get a picture of her sitting down. Not the impressed picture on this. He's swamped with all these clowns. We get a press picture.
Thank you, Tom. Send copies to the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Let me ask you first about your wife. She's involved in it. It frequently does when you don't catch it in time. Well, give her my very best.
As soon as he left, and in the personal life, I mean, I don't. don't suppose you, as a former bureau man, would ever have dreamed that the bureau would leak anything.
What's the plan you said over the last 2 years?
Just,
I didn't believe it.
And it's so shocking. They packed it all, it's done.
I don't know. It's just hard to believe. I don't know if I'll be there.
But what is needed at the bureau is not just a figurehead. You can find figurehead because of your background and so forth. But what is needed is a fearless administrator who will go in there with the spirit of the young J.R. Gruber. And I strongly recommend that you consider taking virtually the whole top echelon and transferring them to the field of retirement and finding people you could bring up. Now, this can't be done overnight, but you must get your team in there and get them in fast. I'm not ordering you to do this on them, but I'm telling you, based on the analysis I've had, everybody that has studied the justice here, the Bureau desperately needs this. And I think you should talk to some people about it. I mean, maybe Henry Peterson and others. It's fine. I can give you some guidance on it. But if you just go in and just sit on the Bureau the way Edgar left it, you won't have served anything. You will have the usual bangs. How do you stand on civil rights and how do you stand on wiretapping and all the rest? You can handle all that. And you'll be approved. The important thing is that I'd be absolutely hardline on an item. So they take Gray when he went out there and they asked him whether or not he would approve the raw files of the Bureau to individual members of the House and Senate. Said yes. And we had to go out. Well, if you know, gee, that would be unbelievable. You know what raw files are? It's garbage. Gossip. When you read this, it's unbelievable. You can't.
Notations and everything else?
Well, you can't, sir. You can't do that to absolute people like that. Sometimes they do show a raw file to a fellow like a McCloud or somebody who's totally irresponsible. But that's something else. Thing like that, you've got to finesse by the person. That'll depend on the individual case. I mean, the Bureau will cooperate, but obviously we don't want to hurt it. Some people, But most important, if in your confirmation, if you can keep your freedom of action to do what needs to be done, the Bureau is a proud organization, and justly so. It has many very fine men, and we're proud of that. It is now getting into the law enforcement field at the local level, as you know. Over the last 10, 15 years, I've spoken to those graduating classes of these two courthouses, and proud to do so. But in order for you to do this job properly, I would say that it's so essential for you to go in there with a broom, sweep her clean, crack a few heads, reestablish a high sense of pride and personal confidence in the people over there. I can tell you this, you'll never be interfered with in this office. I never called you or you a doggone thing. In fact, Kevin and Johnson played Bobby and Bernie Johnson. That's just his nature. Not when I say Bobby, did they have a right to? But I follow more of the eyes of our friends. The head of the Bureau is a regular shop, and you have no interference from the White House. And you should have nothing to confront the Attorney General. You've got to run. And actually, we ask for information that's appropriate to get. You've got to get it to us, like the checks on our names, point people, and things like that. But what is most important now is for you to have an independent, strong status as a head of the Bureau. You have to realize, too, that in terms of your age and in terms of the political situation in this country, your appointment may be for only 3.5 years, but it might be longer. It depends on what happens, but that's going to bother you. It's probably your 4 years there. You're not going to change it right away, but in any event, it could be next to the time the Bureau began, the Hoover, he shaped it for when it later became. To be the most important 3 years in the Bureau's history because it needs a strong
very kind of me, and this is in effect the presidency for law enforcement and
right.
And reasonable.
It's the top.
It's the top. It's the top. I haven't even thought about the possibility of coming here.
No.
Frankly, I look forward to it because, as you say, there are many things that can and should be done, and one of the things is that I don't think the Bureau has had quite the relationship with local law enforcement that they could have. Not that they wouldn't want, but that they actually could have, and there has been somewhat of an antagonism among the various other federal investigative agencies.
Yeah, for example, Edgar wouldn't even talk to Hamilton because he didn't trust him. That was one of the reasons that we got into that fiasco with regard to the CIA and so forth. And so our hands are perfectly clean. The problem was that that we just had to be sure that the two would talk to each other. Right? This was so, by the time Gray went, we said, you've got to sit down and talk to this fellow. So, it means not only cooperation with local law enforcement, that's very important. The country's interest primarily now are really that if they want crime reduced, you know, street crime and so forth. And I know the Bureau is not in that, except when it's a federal entrance, but you can help them out a lot. I said, for example, we've big budgets for that purpose, LEAA and so forth and so on. We want your guidance on it. But in addition, here in the government, it's ridiculous for head of the Bureau not to be talking to the head of the CIA. You've got to. Organizations around here where doggone it, the Bureau ought to work with them. And privately, but work with them, and that will have a sanitary effect. Let me tell you, this town is shot through, you know, with fighting now. I mean, everybody's, it's you know, every proud man, the customs people, for example, the treasury, always fighting the justice. They'll be fighting it. You can get along just about with those people. They're good people, too. The Secret Service. Hoover despised the Secret Service. Blamed them for the Dallas death. Because he ever so incompetent, the rest are better than they were. But the Secret Service is a minority. They got a lot of money, man. And frankly, the Bureau of the Secret Service only works like that.
No reason why they can't.
He can help the others. For example, you go out, you know, the president goes out on trips and arrests him to send that Secret Service agents and so forth down there. We work with the local police. What if there's a bureau office up there? The bureau should work with us too. Well, the bureau should help protect the person.
That's right.
Shouldn't he?
That's right.
Or his family. Or a foreign dignitary, or what have you. You know what I mean? I don't mean to assume the responsibility, but let's not have this business where the bureau says, we're not going to have anything to do with the Secret Service. We're going to give this to our job. You can do your job first, because unless it's done well, then everything will go down the tube. But if you can bring that sense of, well, now there's a new group that's sweeping clean in the bureaucracy. That's point one. And the bureau's going to do its job. Fairly strong people, law enforcement, etc., and so forth. Second, that you're going to have a program of more cooperation with local law enforcement officials. The Bureau will provide leadership in this respect to the extent that it can. It will be the clearinghouse for information. And we want to get the cop on the beat, for example. We want his material. What somebody learns in Missoula, Montana, might help somebody in Biloxi, Mississippi, or so. Let's clear it here. Pass it on. And third, you're going to see that the Bureau cooperates with other law enforcement agencies in the government. You can get those 3 points in your, whenever you will be announced. You'll be up in the Senate. This will be very simple.
But I assure you that these points will get my immediate attention. I happen to know, I think, just fairly intimately, every the major city chiefs of police. That we construe in the profession as 500,000 above. I know a great many others.
You know Frank Grissom?
I knew him when he was the chief, and I have such a good mayor. No, Frank Grissom, I
knew him.
Good job. And I think that under that type of an introduction, it would be much easier for me to work and get that cooperation. Which I think is latent. All you have to do is bring out. They're willing, most of them, to be completely cooperative with federal agencies, and perhaps I can give them some leadership in that regard, and the other federal agencies bring them into this pool. That most of the larger city chiefs are most anxious to do whatever they can. So I don't think it'll be too difficult.
How are your relations with two senators?
I know Senator Simon fairly well. I'm particularly well acquainted with his assistant, Stan Fike.
Okay.
But
you wouldn't see me for that close to me.
No.
Good. I saw you. You have never had a fight with either.
Never. As a matter of fact, friendly relationship. And of course, they're in the States with Kit Bond and Jack Danforth, both the very fine people.
Great guy.
Mostly.
On the way up.
Yes.
Yeah, I know them very well. I mean, when I say I know them well, I've watched them come up to me and pull out of very capable guys.
I'm talking about your visit there at the time when Danforth was running against Simonton.
Yeah.
And you went out to visit two of our officers.
Two of the officers, yes.
And both of them had been hit by splinters from a bomb and it exploded, and they still talk about that. My God, that's great.
Well, I want you to know that in our relationship, whenever you see that anything we can do to build up local law enforcement or to reward one of your people recognized as or other people in law enforcement, we realize a bit of the harm of our people here, and I'll do it because I feel strongly about this law enforcement issue and so forth. Now, they'll probably ask a few questions about Watergate, the rest of you can easily handle that.
haven't seen a damn thing, and
I don't know anything about it. About it. Back in the days, you know, that sort of thing. So, of course, as the president has said, totally illegal, but it's wrong. And as far as you're concerned, I'm sure you're not going to comment, because obviously, you know, it's a case that's in the courts. On wiretapping, you should say, well, we'll just follow whatever the law requires. As you know, it now requires an action by the judge in order to do something. So you have to do what the law requires. That's all.
And insofar as matters of national interest, that's still a matter which is determined by
Lamar.
Lamar.
That's been changed. The national security tax, which used to be allowed. By approval by the Attorney General. I think even they require exemption. You'd have to check, you'd have to check that. Be sure and write on that.
That's not too good.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
but you go to the judge, and you know what's happened. So you get some liberal judge, and he's going to let you tap what you have to tap. Once you do it, you're national, so you know what the problem is. Which we face in 1970 and with Letterman and the rest of them are really young, you know, destroyed this country.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to go out there.
It's fantastic.
Just think back and to all those people. And the thing, for example, that they have access to all of such things. And here we are, the law enforcement officials, with our hands tied behind our backs. Everything, wiretapping, surreptitious entry, all the things you have to do in terms of that. Unless you get something from the judge, I think that's the law. Say it's tough.
Yes, it is. But there have been some things developed in the way of investigatory activities, such as the establishment of animal files and techniques insofar as handling of evidence. There have been some things developed which will be helpful. So many times we used to rely just on questioning and surveillances by bugs or by taps. All is not lost, but it certainly does help when you can put in an installation.
Sure,
it helps.
Oh! Well, that's sort of the temper of our times. It may change in due time. They may have a horrendous crime or a national security leak of enormous importance, and people are going to say, "Now, come now. Let's stop this sort of stuff." Right?
That's right.
The country, I don't think, is on the side of those that oppose doing what's necessary to protect the security of the country. They're not on the side of letting Ellsberg off, for example. They think the fellow should have been put in jail and locked up.
Yes, that's wrong. The protection of the country is a matter which we should give prime attention to. Well, there are a lot of things that can be done at the present, and I look forward to trying them without having to be far out. Because sometimes innovations for innovative purposes, there's no sense in that.
They're gimmicks. Gimmicks. Yeah. Don't do the gimmicks. Yeah. I mean, they're showmanship. They make a good headline for a couple of days, and then they don't do the job. I know. But, on the other hand, any fresh idea is a good idea. Let's do it.
Right. It's, I hope it'll be a very fine relationship.
Will be fine. There's always a special relationship, you know, between whoever is president and chief of the bureau, which goes beyond the Attorney General. In other words, you have to have a relationship with British as Attorney General. But we always have the rule that the president should and does see the head of the bureau alone, which we are now implementing. And the purpose not being to circumvent the Attorney General and the rest. But it's like the relationship between the president and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I do see him alone without Secretary of Defense, because I'm the commander-in-chief, and whoever's president is commander-in-chief. And so in this instance, there won't be very often, but from time to time, when you have something you have great concern about, you come in, and there may be a occasion when I'll call and say, "Now, what goes here? How do you get along with this agency or that one or the other one? Shake up this place, and we can all." always talk in greatest of confidence, which is what it's always the relation I had to her. That's one thing I never really think said to her. Well, we I think this is going to be a good appointment. I think our plan is to announce the Saturday's
I understand this is a
Saturday. Listen, and make it so the press will be sent upon you at that point. I would say that when you are announced, that your best line is to say that you're very proud to have been a member of the Bureau and have been in law enforcement for a good many years, very proud of this assignment. But, and then I would say that since I have to be up for sending confirmation, I, of course, would not be appropriate for me to answer questions to the press at this time. That's the line that always must be taken by somebody. Now, they won't like it in the press room, but it's the only proper line. And it is true. You got to don't make your pitch. Don't make your pitch.
And then I just make a note that Chair just exactly that so that I can know.
I would simply say proud because of my background as a member of the Bureau and 9 years of law enforcement. I'm proud to have this the president shown such confidence.
Thank you very much.
Well, you got a touch for your wife. That's the president.